I wanted to get an update, Kennedy, on how it's going with your radiation treatment. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We're streaming on the Odyssey app. How you feeling? How's it going?
I feel fine. So far, so good. I mean, I've only had two treatments so far.
Right.
And like the first, well, you go for your first appointment and they sort of do a test run so that you know what it's like in the machine. And then they put like stickers all over you and they calibrate the computer so the lasers are all in the right space. And then when you come in, so then when I came in like 2 days ago for my first appointment, they also did some x-rays. The machine is wild. So you're in this room all by yourself and you're like stretched out on this table with a little bolster under your knees and just arms above your head and, you know, hanging out for everybody. And the machine just moves all around you. It's got this giant circular thing where I guess the radiation comes from. And then other things on the sides that are like panels that block things or can take x-rays. There's lights in the ceiling that change colors with the different things they're doing. It has a lovely little thing up above it that has that looks like a starry sky. So you don't feel like you're completely encased by metal.
I remember going with Lana and
they let you in the room?
No, I didn't go in the room, but I went to the room, but there's a huge like vault door that they close.
Oh yeah, it's as big as I am.
Yeah, so it's completely huge sealed off vault that you go in.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's absolute poison. But anyway, I've been going to the Dana-Farber at South Shore, and everyone there has been just so nice to me. You know, you have to like learn this whole new procedure when you do this, and you just don't realize how quickly you'll acclimate to things, you know, because everything at the first time it seems really scary,
right?
And what am I doing here? And then by the second day, you're an old pro, because like the first day, you know, you get there and they give you this card that like that has a, you know, one of those things around it you can put on your wrist like you're at the casino so you don't lose your card.
Like a corporate checking in to get in a door or something.
Yeah, it was sort of, yeah. And so you just show up and you slide the thing in. You just tell the person you're there and she goes, okay, go back. And then you're on your own. You go back to the changing room. You change yourself, put stuff in a locker, sit down, wait for them to call you. And they've got me in pretty early both days, which has been nice because it's been later at night for me to have to go these first few days. And then, I mean, all intents and purposes, it is an hour round trip for 7 minutes in a machine.
And how are you feeling physically?
I feel fine. I mean, everything I've read says it takes a few weeks to build.
Yeah, I remember that with Lana. And it was at the end that she was really tired.
Yeah, that like the third or fourth week that fatigue, and that could last for a couple of months after too.
Right.
But I mean, so far so good. I'm just cruising right along. I just try and make people laugh when I get there because
that's a coping mechanism.
It's awfully serious over there, and you know what I mean. So yeah, so I mean, it is what it is.
How are you doing mentally? Can you see the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit?
Yeah, I'll be really glad when I'll be glad when this year is over. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. This year has been some of the highest highs and the lowest lows of my life. Mm-hmm. And I am just ready to be done. I'm ready to stop talking about it. As I'm sure anyone who's been through this can understand. Like, it's just, you know, it's a lot.
It becomes your entire identity. I didn't say this at the beginning, but if you missed that, shared that she was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year.
Yeah, where have you been? I've had two surgeries since then. Catch up.
I know.
I'm kidding.
In case people didn't know.
I'm totally kidding. But yeah, I'm sure as people who have gone through this, who are going through this, it becomes your entire identity. And it's like, you know, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all people talk to you about that I haven't seen you in a while?
Yeah.
That's exhausting.
Anybody. And I'm grateful and thankful, and for thoughts and care and prayers and gifts and things of this nature. Like, I don't want to sound ungrateful or anything like that. But after a while, you just want to be like,
don't want to talk
traffic,
about
huh?
Yeah.
Those Red Sox suck, right?
Yeah, that. But I mean, all is going well now, so I'm just, you know, keeping moving forward, keeping a positive mental attitude. That's all I can do.
When's the last treatment? If everything goes according to plan?
Everything will go according to plan. Nothing is changing. Nothing is getting in my way. The 9th of December.
The 9th of December.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Did you know that the Incredible Hulk got his powers through radiation?
Yes. In fact.
So there's a little, small chance.
There's a little sign when you check in that says exactly that.
So we could have the Incredible
Except
Kennedy.
It might say Spider-Man, but it does say one of the
Hulk
two.
Got gamma radiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do it. I remember with Lana, I went with her, you know, like one of the first days, and we got to do a tour through the thing. That's how I remember going in and seeing that thing.
No, they don't let, no.
Yeah.
We're all on our own back there.
Yeah.
Women's changing room only. Thank you. Because men have to go through too, because it does affect men as well. So.
Right.
But yeah. You know, just a bunch of us ladies walking around with Johnny's on, open in the back. We don't care anymore.
Yep. Keep just themselves in check. Get yourself checked.
Get yourself checked. If there's nothing else you learn from Auntie Kennedy this year, it is that.
Well, thank you for sharing. We appreciate it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.